it is December 10. We have two games, just two games, in-season tournament quarterfinal, day one of the quarterfinals, if we want to look at it like that. Let's go through the action that's coming up, the injuries, who's in, who's out. There's actually not a whole lot of injury reports or injury news other than tonight's games at this stage, but we'll find stuff to talk about. This is the pre-game show. Let's go balls deep.
I'm the type to get shit done. You're the type to observe. March Madness on my speakers, but today's November 23rd. Cause I'm loud in the blunt, yeah. I don't say what I want, yeah. Probably somewhere sunny and tan. Foreign women in the sun, yeah.
That's all that I need. That's all that I need. That's all that I need. Got my brothers with me. Got my brothers with me.
Welcome to the Balls Deep podcast brought to you by Fantasy Basketball International. I'm Adam King. Find me on Twitter and Blue Sky at AdamKing91. We are on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube. Please go and find us. Please subscribe. It's all we ask of you. Not much. I don't think not much anyway. We are also part of the Old Man Squad at Old Man Squad on Twitter, at Dan Besperus on Twitter, at Old Man Squad is where you'll find Dan on Blue Sky. It's all very complicated. We're here to talk about the two games on the slate for tonight in season tournament, as I said. Now, this is live. I just have finished recording a show with Dan. We didn't do it live. It was just a recording. It will come out today at some point, and it is a pretty cool show. So I did advertise a mailbag show. That was to throw Dan off the scent, but for those questions that I did get, I will do a mailbag show to answer those questions probably today or tomorrow. So fear not, I will get to the questions. But if you've got, I think it went for about 45 minutes, the show we just did. So if you do have a spare 45 minutes once that drops, which as soon as B-Dub does it, he looks after all that stuff, I will share it, and I am sure Dan will share it as well. And it is it was a lot of fun. So let's get into – well, we'll get into the games, but let's just look at some injury news very quickly. So we had an update on Kawhi Leonard. It doesn't really tell us much. He practiced with no contact. What does that mean? It means he could have walked onto a basketball court and just done a layup or shot a free throw. So – we don't really know how close he is here yet, so we're not doing anything. James Harden is questionable with his groin injury for Friday's game, so it was still a way off, but obviously there's not many games this week. Derek Jones, we got an update on him. He's out at least two more weeks. But in some good news, Tari Eason has been cleared to return, so he's been out with a concussion. I would assume if he's cleared to play, he missed, four games? I want to say something like that. He will probably just come straight back into the lineup. I don't think there'll be a huge ramp up. He might only play 20 minutes or something like that. But, I don't think there'll be missed games or anything like that here. It was just a concussion. Fred VanVleet is probable. Patrick Williams is getting closer. He's been practicing non-contact and then expected to do a contact session on Wednesday. Donovan Klingon also cleared to play. So, yeah, he was dealing with a knee injury, so this is not like a concussion. This will be a little bit of a ramp-up period, but good news that he is also nearing a return. Okay, there are some questions. Chad, Shining Knight, Ozzy, Jay Sizzle. So we've got a few questions. We will get to those, but let's just quickly go through the two games tonight. First of which, Orlando at Milwaukee for the Magic. We know that they're without Franz. We know they're without Paolo. So they will roll out likely the same starting lineup that they – who did they beat? Phoenix on Sunday, maybe, with Tristan Silva at the small forward position, Goga continuing to start. Who are we looking at? Well, look, There is streaming value tonight, obviously, with only two games. De Silva would not be at the top of my list. Cole Anthony, I talked about this, I think, maybe in that post-game show. Cole Anthony would be the priority here, I think, tonight. Goga Badadze had to do more. This is going to be a tough matchup against Brook Lopez and Giannis, so we'll see how he goes. But Cole Anthony played 28 minutes in that last game, had 14 points, a couple of assists, I think, a steal, maybe a block. Anyway, he should be in line for sort of 25-plus minutes, I would say, at the moment. Jonathan Isaac remains questionable. He's dealing with a hamstring strain. They are going to be uber cautious with him. So no indication that I'm aware of. Haven't seen anything pop up. Let me just do a last-minute sort of quick search. Jonathan Isaac. Let's have a look if we have anything at all. No, questionable. Nothing that I've seen. Nothing jumping out here. So no, nothing at the moment. I think this is a real 50-50 situation just because of his history. If he plays, if we get word that he's going to play, I guess we could view him as a streamer tonight. But because he's dealing with a hamstring injury, they're already cautious with him when he's healthy. So he might only play 15 minutes tonight. Jet Howard in deeper leagues as well, maybe worth a look. Anthony Black. Minutes will go up. Production won't necessarily go up. I'd rather Cole Anthony over Anthony Black. For the Bucks, Giannis is probable. Chris Middleton is probable. I talked about these guys yesterday, last night, whenever I did that show. I think they will play, which limits the streaming appeal. We're looking at Gary Trent for threes. We're looking at AJ Green for threes. Torian Prince, I guess, just because he's starting, if you need threes, and maybe some steals. And Trent is a little bit of steals as well. But, with Giannis healthy, with Middleton back, Dame playing really well, we'd like to see more than 3 points from Brook Lopez. But, we're not counting on that. He's been a little bit underwhelming this season. Dallas at OKC. Now, this should be a very good game. And sadly, I have to go to my work Christmas party when this is on. So I will be sneaky watching under the table on my phone, which is fine. For the Mavericks, PJ Washington and Naji Marshall are both questionable with an illness. I would assume they would like to get these guys out there, but if this is COVID, Naji has missed 4 games, I think, which could mean that PJ is sort of, we maybe lean to him being unavailable. It could be a completely unrelated illness as well. So there's no word on that. Lively will continue to start. Both he and Gafford should be rostered. Grimes and Dinwiddie are playing limited minutes off the bench with Kyrie and Luka healthy. So, yeah, I think if I had to prioritise, if I was picking between Grimes and Dinwiddie, I'd probably go Grimes because I just think he'll play a bit more. Klay Thompson, if he's available, if you need some threes and points, maybe you catch him on a good night. He had 20 points in the last game. So if we want to say he's on a heater, I guess he is. For the Thunder, no new injuries here. So we're rostering Shea, we're rostering Jalen Williams and Isaiah Hartenstein. Everyone else is stream worthy, but good luck knowing who to target. Cason Wallace, Lou Dort, Caruso. I think Caruso is borderline must roster just because we've seen an indication that he is going to push to 25 minutes. And if he does, then I think that is enough for him to be valuable on a consistent basis. Everyone else, Isaiah Joe, Aaron Wiggins, Cason Wallace, not quite at that same level. Lou Dort, we know he goes on heaters from time to time as well. So he's not on one at the moment. So feel free to pick any of those guys up and hope that you get them on the right night. All right, questions very quickly. Shining Knight, would you rather have Stephon Castle or TJ McConnell? I wonder how Castle will be rest of season. it's a tricky one because we know exactly who McConnell is. We know exactly what his role is going to be. He has been playing, I think, above himself the last 2 to 3 weeks. That's not to say it can't continue. But his ceiling and floor are pretty close because we know that he will play 18 to 22 minutes a night most nights. He's good at assists. He's good at steals. He's efficient. So very predictable. Stephon Castle has been good, but we just don't know what his role is going to be next week, next month, in February. I think injuries have helped him. He's probably played more minutes than they would have projected coming into the season. Just pulling up his box score here. He's played, 29. So if we go minutes, we've got 34, 29, 23, 34, 32, 30, 29, 33, 35. So, I mean, look, certainly at the moment, must roster player, absolutely. Devin Vassell didn't play a lot in that last game. Neither did Jeremy Sochan. It was the second. Was it the second night of a back-to-back? It might have been. The question here is, I guess, what is their starting lineup going to look like? And I've talked about Vassell coming in. Sochan was out of the starting lineup in the last game. Do they move off of Harrison Barnes? So there's a lot of question when it comes to Castle. So I think if you are looking for safety, I would go McConnell. If you can take a little bit of a risk, I would go Castle because I think he has more upside here, given that we just don't know what his role is going to look like. Predictions for the NBA Cup for tonight's games. I think, look, surely the Bucks get it done over the Magic, who don't have Franz. But, I mean, they did beat the Suns, although that was without KD and to a lesser extent without Nurkic. So I think the Bucks will probably get it done. That second game is really tough. I think I'm going to go Thunder in that one. If not only because it is in, I believe it's in OKC. Yeah, it's in OKC. So I think I'll go Bucks and Thunder tonight. And then if we want to look ahead to tomorrow's games, I think I'll go Rockets over the Warriors. And the other one's tough. I mean, it should be the Knicks in New York, but the Hawks have a funny knack of beating teams, winning games that you don't think they're going to win and losing games you think they should win. This would be a game that you would probably not expect them to win, so maybe they do. I'll go Atlanta. I'll go Trae Young. He likes playing at Madison Square Garden. So I'll go Atlanta in that one just to be a little bit different. Aussie replies, McConnell is better in 20 minutes. He is. Absolutely, he is. It is really, as Shining Knight alludes to here, how does Castle evolve? What does his role look like? If he's 30 minutes a night, I think it's Castle. If it's 25, if he does drop back, then it's probably McConnell. No word on Isaac yet, Chad. Nothing that I've seen. Jay Sizzle, I was offered Andrew Wiggins for Brook Lopez in a 9-team. Should I accept the trade? If you don't need blocks, yes. That would be the only reason I would be holding Brook Lopez, if you need blocks. This must be, in relation to the Isaac question. Yeah, it is a hamstring for a guy that has had significant hamstring injuries in the past. So, as I said, I would err on the side of him probably not playing. Barnes, not Harrison Barnes. Scotty Barnes' return timeline looking grim. Yeah, we don't have anything on him yet, I don't think. And no update. But we talked about this, I think, on the show yesterday, that there is some concern over a Liz Frank injury. X-rays were negative, but that's assuming maybe they x-rayed the ankle. I mean, they'd x-ray the whole foot. Liz Frank injuries can be missed in x-rays. It isn't uncommon. So anyway, no word, but yes, it's not looking super encouraging. Would I drop a Linick for Black or Trent Jr.? If this is sort of projecting forward, I wouldn't. If this is just for today as a stream, because we only have two games and a Linick doesn't play, then yes. I mean, you'll get production from Black and Trent today. But if we're looking at long-term rest of season value, I think I'd stick with a Linick. I think Castle will be negatively impacted as Sohan and Vassell ramp up. But I also think that the Spurs are going to hit a point where they don't care about... They'll want to look to develop younger guys. And I think they know who Sohan is at this point. Vassell, I don't know. He's a funny one because they are, in a way, developing him, but they also know who he is. Castle is purely developmental at this point. So, yes, Derek Jones out 2 to 4 weeks. Yes, I did mention that. Yeah, so not a huge impact for fantasy in terms of his value, but obviously him not being there frees up. Frees up some minutes for other guys. Sorry, I'm just distracted by what I'm doing on multiple screens here. With Derek Jones out, we probably get a little bit more of Kevin Porter, Amir Coffey, who is questionable as well. Terrence Mann is out, so would be a benefit for him. But it's probably, I don't know, who's going to start? Who do we think? Probably Amir Coffey. He was starting. So I think Amir Coffey comes in, but both he and Kevin Porter get a bit of a bump. That's sort of all the questions. I did see a Kawhi question up the top from S. Nice picture, S. It's not Dwayne Wade, is it? Surely. Kawhi is back. Do you expect same production as last year? He's back in terms of he is on a court. I still don't think he's back playing anytime soon. I think, look, he is one of those guys. He's a little bit like Kevin Durant, and he has the ability to almost hit the ground running. And even if he's missed, as he will have missed months, he can just pick up where he left off. Durant is very good at that as well. So I do think once he's back, if he's healthy, his production will be similar to last year. So he should still be a top 15 player per game. But how often are they going to play him? Is he going to play back-to-backs? I doubt it. It'll be limited minutes to start with. So, yeah, I just don't think that he'll be back sort of within the week or anything like that. And when he does come back, it's going to be per minute. He'll be fine. But what's that ceiling in terms of playing time? Coffey is injured too. Yeah, Coffey is questionable with a shoulder injury. So he would be the one if he's healthy. If he's not and Terrence Mann is out, look, I guess they could move Kevin Porter into the starting lineup, but that would be going really small. Maybe we get a Nick Batum. I'd love to see Jordan Miller in there a bit more, but he just doesn't really fit because they can't really play him and Zubats alongside each other. Bones Highland has popped up. We just don't know what they're going to do here. So I think Coffey, if he plays, will move into that starting lineup. And yes, Najee Marshall, we're still waiting on an update, I believe, from regarding Najee Marshall. And yeah, he's missed, I think, four games, something like that. So hopefully he is back tonight. I would love him and PJ to be back just to make this game against the Thunder ultra competitive. Okay, that will do for today's show. Wednesday, I will do a show. So that's at 1:30. Yeah, actually, no, I should be able to squeeze in a show today, probably around 4 p.m. my time, which is, what, 11 p.m. Eastern, which I don't know what that is, 8 p.m. Pacific? I don't know, something like that. Anyway, I should be able to squeeze one in. So there will be a show. It will be another quick one. There's only two games. But yes, that will do. Let's put a pin in it there. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in, for watching, for listening. I'm Adam King. This has been the Balls Deep pregame show. Until next time, catch up.
You just listened to another episode from the Fantasy Basketball International Podcast Network. Thanks for joining us. And for more information about joining our community, please check out our website at fbibasketball.com.